Proclamation number 480, dated the June 23rd, 1938. God's messengers and their work. The willingness of an earthly child to receive God's word has the effect that God's messengers agree to help at all times. Thus all who are willing to serve God unite within a short time. The work on the other side as well as on earth is solely intended for those souls who are still misguided and walk the wrong way. The Lord prepares every admission and gives to the children according to their spiritual ability. Everyone with the interest of earthly human beings at heart takes part in this association between the earth and the beyond. They all have loved ones left behind on earth or have a bond with them by virtue of God's will and are now constantly striving to guide them onto the right path. This is a very difficult undertaking as long as the human being believes that he can walk alone. Every misguided soul's desire for help will be granted gladly and willingly. Every soul's pleading prayer will be heard and every struggling soul will be given assistance. God's messengers are capable of doing much because God's will is working through them. And thus you, too, shall receive all the help you desire because all the beings surrounding you endeavor the same, to work for the Lord and Savior, to lead souls to Him and to save countless souls from hardship and anguish. Wherever your work serves the same purpose, you will be supported whenever you pray. With every proclamation, one more message from above has been passed on to you. Every single message will have a beneficial effect on earth, and its contents will always serve to awaken hearts and bring light into the spiritual darkness. There are many such straying souls on earth. All are invited by the Lord, and all will be given the information about the eternal deity, but only few desire the light. These few should be approached with as much love as possible so that they may find the right path and remain willing to continue on it as long as they live on earth. Every moment is light that guides your thoughts to the deity. And every path is right when you take it with the will to reach God. The will alone is sufficient for God to send His messengers to meet you. Then, always following the voice of your heart, you can no longer go astray. You don't know how much easier earthly life will become when you have found God, and how little you fear death afterwards, because there will be no more death for you. You will indeed live in eternity when you live and die within the Lord. Then death will only be a transition into eternal glory where you may see God face to face. Amen.